Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
This is Michelle and Ashley with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a study has revealed that Queensland residents consume more cannabis than any other Australian state. In the study by the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission, where they monitored for drug presence in wastewater, they found that Queensland consumed 300 kilograms more cannabis than New South Wales, despite housing 3 million fewer people. The report also found in regards to other states that New South Wales consumed almost as much cocaine as all other states and territories combined, while Victoria was responsible for nearly half the state's heroin consumption.
A Brisbane school has been criticised for acting in poor taste for holding a nappy-changing activity on International Women's Day. Stratton State College posted images of students with nappies and dolls among images of different events held to celebrate the day. Numerous parents expressed their disappointment with the choice of this activity, one parent calling for a nappy changing station on International Men's Day on the 19th of November.
In national news, internal documents have revealed that the Australian government knew an obscure online retailer had no experience importing PPE before they paid them $100 million, only to receive 46 million unusable masks during the pandemic. Five of the seven manufacturers that supplied masks to the company, Australian Business Mobiles, were deemed non-compliant with quality regulations. The health department was concerned about Australian Business Mobiles' desire to include a disclaimer that would limit the company's exposure if something went wrong with the contracts or PPE. But that did not stop them from going ahead with the sale.
A surprising study finds that children in outer suburbs of cities are twice as likely to suffer from asthma than those in the inner city. Data trends show that socioeconomic factors greatly impact this variance. Factors may include higher rates of chronic family stress and poor housing quality, including dampness and poorly ventilated gas stoves. These findings can guide the placement of new asthma clinics and policy interventions, such as providing financial assistance to renovate home appliances for better air quality accessibility.
In international news, Japanese citizens have been warned to not approach or touch a missing cat that fell into a vat of carcinogenic liquid. An employee at a metal plating factory in Fukuyama, Western Japan, noticed yellow paw prints leading away from a 3-meter deep vat containing hexavalent chromium, which is a highly acidic carcinogen. It is usually handled by employees wearing masks and rubber gloves. Locals have been told to notify police if they sight an unusual-looking cat.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.